The central processing unit of the laptop computer you use on a daily basis resides in a thin silver of silicon, about 1 square centimeter in area. This small chip contains over 100 million silicon MOSFETs, some type of tiny transistors, each about 1,000 times smaller than the diameter of a human hair. The slender computer that you nonchalantly stuff into your backpack has more computing power than a vacuum tube computers that occupied an entire room 50 years ago. When you answer an incoming call on your cell phone, you may wonder inside your sleek mobile. If you opened it up and knew where to look, you'd find some HBTs, heterojunction bipolar transistors. These transistors operate at the high frequencies required for local area network telecommunications, and they can deliver the power necessary for the transmission of signals. Of course, a cell phone nowadays is no longer just a replacement for those clunking, tethered handsets of not so long ago. It is also a camera and a jukebox. The immense storage requirements of these applications are met by flash memory, comprising more millions of silicon MOSFETs. Your cell phone is really a PDA, personal digital assistant, and probably also allows internet access, in which case you may wonder how signals from around the globe find their way into our machine. Somewhere in the communications chain, there's probably a low noise amplifier to receive tiny signals and not add undue noise to them. HBTs are good for this, but even better are HEMTs, high electron mobility transistors. If satellites are involved, then the base station will employ high power transistors, possibly lateral diffused silicon MOSFETs, or maybe HJFETs, heterojunction field effect transistors. So, without straying very far from where you are sitting, you have tangible evidence of the dramatic influence electronics has on the way many of us conduct our business and recreation. All the different transistors mentioned above have the ability to reform in high-speed digital logic. At high frequencies, with low noise, at high output power, in semiconductor memory. Of course, our electronics-oriented activities would not be possible if the supply of electricity were curtailed. This could happen either by the exhaustion of the Earth's store of fossil fuels or by the threat to our habitable environment that the extraction and use of them entails.